Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go on the air?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, we gotta stand.
Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get, come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
I never knew I could be so happy.
They gon' wanna hit the horns.
Read it. She got it going on. My Eye Messenger. She has Texas Metro News and the Garland Journal. No excuse for the news. We got it all, and we want you to be a part of this train. I'm telling you, I'm so excited this morning. A lot is going on. Texas is finally, or should I say Dallas, get the consistent 100-degree markings. And so we, you know what? It's time. We've been waiting on it. Rocket sky bills and rocketing sky high bills. That's what I wanted to say. But you know what? We've gotten used to it. And look, I hope we don't have a blackout when it comes to servicing for these hot days. So a lot going on, a lot we're going to talk about this morning. We're going to talk about the COVID numbers, that Delta variant is still creeping. Still creeping vaccines. Some Texas have picked up a little bit, but a lot of people haven't gotten the memo. Why am I so tired? Or should I say, why am I so sick and tired? We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about what's going on in the world of sports with Naomi Osaka, Simone Biles, and Sha'Carri Richardson. Why am I so tired? Or should I say, why am I so sick and tired? Black women in USA, tired and stressed. We'll talk about them. Hopefully we get some sisters on with us that help us talk about that a little bit this morning. New mask mandates, good and bad. We want to know. Republicans say, hey, you want to put the mask on, then we're going to start putting those wrap of self-love. Or, come on, man. It's no fun when the rabbit got the gun. I'll say that much. It's something else. Insurrection Day, January 6th, did you hear the testimony? And some parties say it didn't happen. You got coverage, and it didn't happen. You got people dead, but it didn't happen. Come on, y'all. I hate to see you lying, Chris Carter. Come on, man. What the heck is going on? And you know it's Sunday morning. I had to catch myself. And then we're going to have Triple H talking about that black rodeo. Yeah, I've been before, but we'll get down to it in a little bit. Got some things to talk about. As Ricky Ricardo said, we got a lot of explaining to do this morning. Well, let me go ahead and bring in the Triple H, the Prime Minister of Joppy, Oak Cliff, Cedar Crest. We call it the Fresh Prince of Cedar Crest. We'll come up with something. None other than the world-famous Triple H, Harold Horatio Hubbard, Jr. Good morning.
What's going on with you, Will?
Oh, man, I'm pumped up, man. I, man.
I see you in high cotton today.
Oh, man. Look, thank God for the cotton gin. I don't have no blood on the cotton this morning. Just let the cotton gin pick it.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's funny that, you know, when we talk about the high cotton, can you imagine all our forefathers and foremothers that picked cotton? And we get these T-shirts, and cotton is still big. And the number one producer of cotton right here in the state of Texas. We would think Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia. I know we widespread, but we still got a lot of cotton. And hell, believe it or not,
yeah,
a lot of that cotton is up here in North Texas. Right out of Frisco. On the corner of State and 121. Look, I'm just gonna call it out.
What?
Now, Stacy on the east side, but still west of the highway, they got one of the largest outlet malls in the country. Allen Stops. But then if you go west and east of the southeast of the Sam Rayburn, you got some cotton fields. First time I saw it, I thought somebody just threw some trash over there. There was a lot of trash on the side of the road. So as I got a little close, I seen cotton. I pick cotton. It hurt too if you don't know what you're doing. So you
man.
Know we master everything now. They threw us in the lion's den and we got out. Threw us in the cotton
right.
We got out. So we
right.
Just in making things go. But it's a lot going on, man. We're gonna chime in right now. Did you get a chance to go to the rodeo?
No, I didn't go, man.
Okay.
I sat it out.
All right. But I've been in times past, and it's a great event. I'm sure we've been breaking horses forever. Oh, put Jedediah. Put Jedediah in there with that old bean. That bean coat there. Jedediah riding right back to the riding right back. He's ready now, man.
Mm-hmm.
What? What the heck just happened? I'm telling you, Al.
Look at
there's nothing we can't do. Nothing we can't do.
I agree.
We've been tossed in the lion's den. We've been put in the cotton field. Been put in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do it.
From the lion's den to the cotton field.
I tell you something, though. Long
yes,
time
sir.
Coming. As I said, long time coming,
oh.
But the change hopefully will come. Hopefully.
Someday.
Boy, I tell you, it's just crazy, crazy
change.
World.
Oh, yes, it will.
Yeah, I'm going to help you out there. I'm just going to. That's our little theme for today. Will a change come?
Yes, sir.
See if I can catch up with it. All right, we there. Let's see what how the real folks put it out there.
In a little tent. Oh, and just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
Will a change come? Will a change come? Boy, that's old school then. That's old school. Will a change ever come? I don't know. Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
I don't know. Austin, Texas. And you know what? Olympic world. I don't know either. A change is about to come. Is this 1968 all over again? The protest. Tommy Smith. Fist up in the air. Didn't get no endorsement. In his life, because he stood up for himself. other people. And then I'm just calling it like I see it. Other people can be stressed. Oh, they don't want to deal with the pressures. And look out now. When three sisters, and Harold, you know my line, it don't take but one spoonful of Nestle Quick to change that milk. Good morning, Naomi Osaka. Good morning.
Uh-huh.
One spoonful to turn that milk down. And people don't understand how powerful. You know, this old show, the best of both worlds. Hey, it could be. But we know, y'all like black coffee too. And black coffee a lot stronger. But when we put a little cream in it, it's still strong enough. How about that? How about that?
Black coffee, sugar, no cream.
Yeah. And Tommy Smith, remember. We remember black power on down in Mexico City. Brother couldn't even find a job when he came back.
Hmm.
Couldn't even find a job.
Man.
Nobody. He had to go to the American Football League. And you know what? He's 77 years old today. Not today, but June 6th. Where's Clarksville, Texas?
Huh.
We'll find out. All we got to do is press the button. We get too much. It's called a gateway to Texas. So it must be on the border somewhere.
Gateway?
We'll find it. It's called the gateway. In Texas, and we're gonna find it. I got it highlighted. I'm looking for a big city to come in. We got a Detroit, Texas. Did you know that?
Wow.
It's east, just east of Paris.
Orange, Texas.
No, you east of Paris. You have Reno, Blossom, Detroit, Bagwell, and Clarksville. It's out there on Highway 82. Ooh, boy. I just said you should have seen it. You should have seen it.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
But again, I want to get... We just scratching the surface. Once we get some ladies on, try to get a couple of them. I want to hear what they have to say. So one thing, Harold, we can only observe and think we know. Well, let's get some women in and see what they know about it. I know we all have been trying to prove ourselves in this world that we live in. And even when we try to get on the porch, some of us get sidewinded. But we're gonna get it together. How did Jackson say, get it together, leave it alone? You don't want that loving? I'll be gone. So that's how it is.
Somebody said
that's how it is.
Yeah.
So We got some explaining to do. Got some explaining to do. We got to do it. But, you know, I look at people standing up for themselves is remarkable. Because guess what? Nobody else will stand up for you. I've learned in this short while I've been in the workforce. If you can think outside the box, that's a problem because we didn't think of it first. If you ain't a problem solved, how in the heck can you do that when I'm the boss?
Wow.
I'm sure we've all been confronted with that. It's a shame, man. It is a shame. And, again, it's a shame when people look like you and me. Like you and me. driving that ship. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But I'm trying to get some
ladies on.
I got to hear what they got to say about this.
We'll come back to you, but that's a hot subject. Hot subject right now. I'm telling you, I'm working this thing this morning, Harold. Now, let's get to this COVID. School getting ready to start again. Now we're finding out 12 and under is a hot bed for this COVID right now with children. And how is a parent? You do not want your kid wearing a mask. How? If nothing else, I'm reminded, boy, they say I'm going to be a pastor one day. Reminded of the story when God asked two women, who owns this child? Who belongs to this child? And the two women, one said, I do, and the other said, I do as well. He said, well, what do you want me to do? How do you want to solve this problem? One lady said, well, why don't we split the child in half. You get one, get half. You get one half, I get the other half. Then he asked the woman, said, well, instead of hurting the child, why don't you let her have it all? And he found out that a mother usually will defend their children. And instead of hurting, the child, she'd rather see the child just go without being split. And how many mothers are out there trying to split their children in this COVID rage that we have?
That's crazy. Crazy. You're going to send your kid to school to a raging inferno with gasoline draws off. That's all I got to say. And you don't care?
Mm.
Your personal differences outweigh the health and safety of your child. You're independent. These children are not independent. Even if you don't wear a mask, make sure they wear their mask. In the Republican side of it, I'm just calling the way I see it and what I've heard. They're saying, okay, you're going to tell us how to live. Next thing, you're going to tell me when to go to the bathroom. Hello. Sound like history repeating itself. Y'all can tell us what to do, but you don't want to be told anything. Congress, we got to grow up. Children are our future. Let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us of how it used to be. That's my Easter speech for today. And I remember the lyrics. I ain't looked at that one. I might have missed a word or two. And that's the greatest love of all. It ain't Whitney Houston, y'all. It's George Benson. It's Whitney Houston when she done it. But it's all about George Benson. I wish I had that, the greatest love of all. I'm going to find it. All right, Harold, I thought we'd have somebody. That's all right. It's coming. Hopefully they'll come in. If not, we just want to get their reaction to what Black women tired. I need to come up with a catcher. Sisters, ain't taking no mess. How James Brown, Papa ain't taking no mess. Sisters ain't taking no mess.
Right.
I just don't know.
Now, we're bouncing around this morning, just kind of set the table. They had to you know what I mean. Resurrection. Say it like you want it. Uproar in Washington. And the police, the officers, the Capitol Police talked. Now, if that wasn't moving, I called myself a hard dude.
hard. But when they say they come in mobs, like five of them and hundreds of them, and my hat goes off for what the job they did. Could it have been worse? They got the folks out of the chambers in a position where they were not harmed. The people who were caught, and this FBI, I'm telling you, put too much on these cell phones. It's tough. It is tough. But they found a lot of people. Found a lot of people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Kind of remind you of the Capital One. We don't know what's in your wallet. Great. You know, it's okay to, let's agree that we can't disagree. But now it's going to great lengths. You're trying to hurt people, physically hurt people. Physically hurt people. And when we have these messages of things going on in the world, especially in the United States, fires, mudslides, tornadoes, hurricanes. You know, again, hell, they told me I was going to be a preacher. And I always got this wrong. Too many signs coming up. We got to get this thing together. We got to get it together. Because I don't think we're ready as a country. We don't have it together as the human population. And things are going on. We got the COVID coming back stronger. We had no idea. If you'd asked me this last August, I would have never thought another barrier. Even though they did mention something. But this was coming back with a vengeance.
I think it's a hoax.
You think it's a hoax?
I'm just saying, that's what they were saying.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, people really acting it out, considering the number of the ICUs going up. Death tolls are going back up. And it's a hoax. I can't believe it. You know, I look at numbers. I look at ICU entities, and the majority, we know as 50 plus one, the people who are in these ICUs, over half of them have not been vaccinated. Isn't that something? So when you've gotten your warning, it's hard. It's hard to believe. And a lot of people are going, there's an old adage, going to the fire with gasoline draws on. You can't do it. Oh, I'm sorry, it's going to be gasoline undergarments. That's how it is. Staff is up. I know some of the local hospitals, they were getting away from doing temp. Slowly pulling back, getting away from checkpoints. And now, look what's happening. And I know one particular hospital that they were letting everybody go on August 2nd. And when is August 2nd? Tomorrow. I'm not checking your temperatures coming in the hospital.
Ain't dumpster fire supposed to be back our president shortly? Maybe he can fix all this.
Well, I know that some of the local hospitals, Medical City, if I'm not mistaken, Baylor Presby, they're all asking for their whole staff to be vaccinated. And I know some people want a case in Houston fighting, but they didn't want to take the vaccine. Well, from a liability standpoint, if you don't take it, honestly, then there's a chance they're going to try to sue the institution. And, you know, that's like going to a fire with gasoline undergarments on. I had to fix it up this Sunday morning. You can't do it. You can't have best of both worlds. And especially if you are in the healthcare business, you need to put up every piece of armor that you have on. Whether it's the shots, the mask, the gloves, PPE. Hell, now they got zip suits. Oh, you should see them walking through the hospital today, some of them. It reminds you of Outbreak, Ghostbusters. You know, some of us have taken
Ghostbusters.
Oh, man. Some of us have taken it to the extreme. So if you have all this garb on, and I say garb, how you going to feel as a patient? Like, what the heck is going on around here? What are they not telling me? Now, you know we've been eating that pork for a long time. You know that blood pressure done went up. Hey, you a stroke just looking at somebody. We need to get this stuff straight. We need to follow, you know, the guidelines. And I go back all the time, Harold. When you were in the military, did you ever question the shots you were getting?
No.
And I know some distrust that we have, some distrust. But if this is a, too many people are dying, too many people are suffering, and if they have these comorbidities, that's only putting more gas on the fire. We have to watch. We have to do. It is not the best way to pass. Don't sit out here and complain. And then you're like, oh, I should have taken my shot. Come on. Again, here's another parallel. The guy was waiting for a big flood. He said, I'm waiting on Jesus. Waiting on God to come get me. Get to heaven and say, what happened? He said, I sent a boat, two boats, a helicopter. And sometimes the point I'm raising with that, sometimes help is already there and we won't take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to blame everybody but yourself for not taking action. The proper action. That's where we stand today. It's about 37 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the world, according to Drew. I'm Andrew Witten live from Studio A this morning. Now we have the queen of radio with us today. And I was waiting to get a few more ladies on. But, Cheryl, I want to pose a question if we could talk about black women in the USA, in this country, in America, are getting tired. And stress. And when we talk about that, I'm talking about Naomi Osaka, Simone Biles, Sha'Carri Richardson. Getting tired. Carrying the load. We don't know what type of stress they're going through. All we do is give them the latitude that they need. The latitude that they need to work this out. The mental health illness that we're seeing more of, we can't tell what's going on in somebody else's body or their mental capacity. I say give them an opportunity to explain, or they really don't have to explain to me. I know the pressures, and I was looking at Simone when she was warming up. She was missing flips. And if you've ever played anything competitive, you know you get in a slump. Well, in this case, a slump for a gymnast to be the difference in them breaking their neck, hurting themselves permanently. And that's what things are all about. So, Cheryl, if you could press one for me, come on in. I want to see what you have to say about the young ladies and their reaction to, or what, they're just their actions, not a reaction, their actions to what has come before them. Again, Naomi Osaka, Simone Biles, Sha'Carri Richardson. Let's see if she'll join us, Harold. But we'll wait for her. We've got a while to go. And I apologize. You know, I always say protect your pet population. Have them spayed and neutered. We got to have it. All right, let's see. Eric, if you get a chance, pop in too. I know you might be at church. I believe a lot of people going back to church want to say good morning, St. Luke, United Methodist Church. Good morning, First Baptist Hamilton Park. We're just happy to be able to get some normalcy. How long will it last? Welcome to the World According to Drew. What's going on in your world this morning, Eric? Good morning.
Hey, God bless you. How you all doing today?
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, you made a great point about the black women getting tired. Also, there were some sisters who want to wear a different type of swimming cap during the Olympics because of their natural hairstyle, and they would not allow them to use an alternate form of swimming cap for their natural hairstyle to accommodate their natural hairstyle, and they had to go ahead and use whatever else, whatever the other ethnic groups were wearing for their hairstyle. So even as you're trying to compete and you're trying to make sure that you accommodate your physical needs and your physical traits and attributes, they're not going to let you do that either. So that even happening with some of the black female swimmers, you know?
Yeah, you're still hot. Go ahead. Finish.
Oh, did you hear me at all? I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you heard about some black swimmers. They want to wear all their swimming caps. They had hairstyles. They would not allow them to do that.
Right.
They had. And so even in terms of various physical attributes, they're trying to set that down. And, anything related, also related to that yesterday, I was listening to remember Don Carlos, Tom Smith.
Right.
Yeah. But Don Carlos said yesterday, I heard on Roland Martin, he said, after a while, you know, black athletes, they get tired of whether it's Olympics or any otherwise organization, they get tired of having play by all the rules, the tired of the oppression, unfairness that they have to go through. So he said, you know, it may get to a point where the white man filed his own athletes as opposed to relying on black athletes. And that may be something they want to happen anyway. They want to minimize the history of black athletes in these sports. That's something that John Collins said.
He done went family reunion.
All right, guys, I apologize. Can you hear me now, gentlemen?
Yeah, you done went family reunion on us.
Yeah, and I apologize. Something is going wrong, but you know what? Hey, I learned from the best. You got to get back on that horse and keep running. That's what we're doing this morning.
If
but
you
go
ahead, ride, ride the white horse.
Eric, go ahead and finish. I apologize. We were having some technical difficulties.
Oh, okay. What part did you need to hear? The whole thing or just certain parts?
Yeah, the whole thing would be great so I can follow you up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, during the Olympic trials, there were some black swimmers who wanted to wear a particular type of swimming cap to accommodate their natural hairstyles, I guess it's braids and whatever else, other natural hairstyles they may have had. And I guess the big swimming committee refused to allow the black swimmers to wear an alternate form of swimming cap and had to use the regular swimming cap that, I guess, you know, non-black or white swimmers use. Mm-hmm. And so that was a form of unfairness I perceive or oppression because, you know, not everybody's going to have the same type of hairstyles, you know, but they wouldn't allow the black female swimmers to have a particular type of swimming cap. Then John Carlos and Tommy Smith from the 1968 Olympics, you know, they did the black power salute. Once the black glove fist Black Power Salute. John Carlos was saying that, you know, a lot of black athletes are starting to get, well, there are some black athletes who are starting to tire of some of the unfairness and some of the racism that they're experiencing, and that some black athletes may decide to not participate in these events that are sponsored by white or white ownership, or in this case, the Olympics, and they may decide not to participate in these type of events. And that may be something that whites want anyway. They may want to minimize the amount of participation by black athletes. They may want to increase the number of or the amount of white athletes who are participating. So that's just something that John Carlos, he mentioned that in an interview that he did with Roland Martin that I heard yesterday. So.
Right. And then when you look at some of the dominance, not look at it, we've observed dominance the last several Olympics from Atlanta. You know, we did some over in Germany. We've dominated from a global perspective that they tired of the ones that have a little bit more tan, natural tan.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's about it,
mm-hmm.
the show in this world that we live in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely, you know. And, you know, there was a speech that Harry Edwards, he helped promote the whole 1968 Black Power Salute in the Mexico Olympics. He helped promote the idea of John Carlos and Tommy Smith doing that. But I remember him in 1990, he said the golden age of the black athlete may be declining. That was something he thought about 1990. We have to really look into the future. What is going to be the future of the black athlete in the upcoming years? Will it continue to be at a high level like you just mentioned, or are they trying to somehow phase black athletes out of athletic competition within, I don't want to say mainstream, but within, say, you know, white eyes or white-owned sports. You know, blacks have to look at, well, if you want to participate on this certain level, there's some concessions that you're going to have to make. Those concessions may be not doing certain tasks that white athletes may not do, such as what Simone Biles was doing. And now, yeah, some black athletes can't do what she's doing also. Or
right.
Wilt Chamberlain, they prevented Wilt and Kareem from dunking in basketball games because a lot of white basketball players weren't dunking. So one period of time, they did outlaw, I put outlaw in quotes, that Kareem
right.
and Wilt could do dunk, you know. And again,
and let me,
one of
Swimmer, Eric, mm-hmm. Eric, let me add to this. Excuse me for cutting you off. Not only could they not dunk, they could not play varsity their freshman year.
Okay, yeah. Right,
okay.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, it's been suppression for a long time through these major sports.
Right.
And even with the NBA
right.
today, we still have a lot of brothers in the league. And guess who they're trying to get down? Luka Doncic. Guys over where these kids have been playing
uh-huh.
at the age of 16 professionally.
Right.
That's
right.
their next move. And I think mm-hmm. you're right. From a global perspective, they are trying to suppress the black athlete. They hate when mm-hmm. Jamaica shows up. They hate when
oh,
the United
yeah.
States. Okay. Now, we're everywhere. And there's some people representing Great Britain, Australia. So,
right.
again, you're diminishing your hopes as
right.
a country to win. Because, again,
right.
we run in marathons now. And we're not afraid of the war.
Mm-hmm.
All I can say
right.
is watch out skateboarding. Here we come. We're going to start skateboarding.
Oh, yeah. Right. And so it's something that, you know, the black athletes going to have to look at, or the black community is going to have to look at, you know. If you want to participate with these other groups, there's certain concessions you might have to make to participate with other groups, you know. So.
Yeah. But that's very unfortunate because a lot of people come in and they be themselves. You know, when you look
mm-hmm.
at diving, I even looked at diving. I tried to look at every, get a kind of a global perspective of what was going on. There was a sister from Canada.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, even when they critiqued her diving, I mean, she cut the water like a knife. They want to say her thighs
Whoa.
Were so big where she was able to spring off the board. You know, Well, wow. How about the swimmers, okay, who's been winning, the butterfly? I mean, look at their shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how they built. And it is Sunday morning, but I'm just going to call it like I see it. And when you look at their physical, the top half of their body, sometimes you can't even tell if they're a man or a woman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
So,
true.
Or cap, well, you know, and when they dive in, you know, it's a lot of technique with diving. And they be on it. Oh, she overstepped. She went off the side of the board. And even when Greg Louganis, he brought a different element. He hit his head, and they found he had HIV. You know, let's not forget that. But they didn't pull that up the flagpole much. But again, there's a certain amount of responsibility that we have to put. We know we've been watched since day one. You do everything clean you can. Make that thing squeaky clean so you can compete. And what we're hearing now with Osaka and Biles and Richardson, let's go back. What did Althea Gibson have to deal with? What has the Williams sister been, what have they been dealing with their whole time? Remember in U.S. Open, getting to go to the U.S. Open, and they would call everything but their name. So this is not new. We understand that, but we have to keep pushing and pushing. Tommy Smith, again, that group from Mexico City took pride, and nobody invested in them afterwards. And you talk about Dr. Edwards. He been a psychologist for the 49ers for years. They used to have him try to calm down T.O. He had to make his money. The T.O. was a whole different character. You know, in his young days. Again, they have been studying us for years. Even Jimmy the Greek, he slipped and said that the biggest woman get with the biggest man to produce the biggest child. They breed at the house. And then but we've made our contribution to this country. You know, we deserve to sit at the big table too. You know, you can't have all the fixings for everything without knowing who cooked it. And I think right now with that movie The Help coming out, a lot of people are scared. They don't know what they eat. We have no clue. No clue whatsoever. So we got a lot going on, and I would love to hear Cheryl's take on it. Erica, that's the boss lady, her take on, you know, and our sisters, they've held our country together. I'm telling you. You know, my dad was a good father, great father, great provider, and he showed, you know, a few caring moments if we were crying to hold us to see what was going on. But we think it's all for the mothers, women in this country. I don't know where a lot of us would be. You know, it's good to be hard, but sometimes, you know, having a little soft liner is not bad. Some compassion. It's not bad at all. So, Harold, you got anything you want to add to it?
No, sound like that's a wrap.
But I want Cheryl to jump on. I really do. Okay, I'm getting a text. You know what that means. Uh-oh. No, I wasn't from Cheryl. Again, let me say, control the pet population, have your pet spayed and neutered. That's our new sponsor in the background this morning. But guys, I want you to look at this too. in the did any of you get the opportunity to look at any of the resurrection hearings with the security officers? Any of you guys get a chance to see it?
Not
if
yet.
If you don't, you can replay it. You know, the black officers being called out of their name. Hispanic officers being called out of their name. Why are you here? You know, we don't want you here. Why are you trying to protect this? This is not your country.
Oh,
has it gotten to this? And these are people, nobody. We only read about what happened years ago, centuries ago. And you want to feel like you can still institute that today? And when they brought it up in front of the Congress and the Senate on their issues, they always deferred. Did you see the hearing? They'll talk about something else. If that wasn't damaging the testimony that was given, I don't know what else. What else could be said? What else could be said? It's going to be interesting. But, you know, it is. And get your rest, Cheryl. Get your rest. It hurts my heart that here we are. I remember when we had the bicentennial. And here we are again. Reflecting on what happened 5,000 years ago. We've made great contributions in every field of human endeavor. And they just don't like it. Yesterday, I went to the ball game, baseball game. I had to see it. First time in the big house, Harold. I took a tour, but first time I've taken a game in. And you can count us on one hand who was there. You know, we don't like baseball. I love baseball. But we have three of the most beautiful stadiums in this country and 1 mile apart from each other. Two baseball stadiums and a football stadium right in Arlington, Texas. Craziness. Super crazy of what is happening. And how many people are hungry? How many people are homeless? Well, we continue to build. And when I say state of the art, yes, sir. Everything. Masonry. Technology. It's all right there. All right. But the issues that we have in this country, but yet we can still build these structures. Where are our priorities about our people? The governor of Texas trying to give the officers in Texas, troopers, the opportunity to stop anybody they want. Anybody in suspicion. You don't know what they're going to plant. They talking about they bringing in drugs. They affecting the COVID numbers. Where are your civil rights? Where are they? I mean, they have just lost their mind. And Governor Abbott, you're supposed to lead everybody. They have their own hidden agenda.
So let me ask you this, to keep all this strife and mess that blacks have to go through, to blacks against that to develop our own institutions. At one time, we had our own Negro baseball league. I think they may even have a Negro basketball league too, or something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure, but where we set our own rules at all times, and we live how we want to live, and not trying to abide by somebody else's rules and expectations.
Well, you know, when you talk about the infancy of Negro leagues, whether it's football, basketball, mm-hmm. baseball, they did what they could. They call it the Chitlin' Circuit, even with the comedians. The Chitlin' Circuit. where they would take small, you know, donations to help pay the people, or at least operational, keep the operations of their business going. And mm-hmm. then you started getting pretty good with Jackie, and, you know, Jackie Robinson wasn't the first choice that they had for ball player, but they knew Jackie had a little education. And Jackie having the military, you know, military presence about it, they knew who they had to take and pick the right person. But Jackie called Jack, he fell. But he never struck bite. He always played with a chip on his shoulder. And so that's what they were doing during these times. But we have changed everything we've touched in this country. Everything. And then now they want a sanction. And even in 2021, you worry about how their hat look. When is the hat or the cap taking the place of your legs or your arms, your kick or your strokes? They just don't know what else. All right, so give us the cap. Make it a little larger. Now they're going to say it now is used as a flotation device. They're going to come up with something else. So now we got to shave our head. Nobody else has shaved their heads. Or
yeah,
or the bikinis or what the type has to be a certain type. You know, let's be realistic about it. Some brothers maybe don't, can't swim. The ones can don't want to wear no tight Speedo. And then, again, with the ladies, it's tough. But they upset now because they're not just coming from Nigeria. They're coming from America and other places. The Aborigines over in Australia, off New Zealand. Come on, some of them just as dark as I am. So what are they going to do? They have to give in because this thing is... It's on and popping right now. We're going to get into fencing. I told you skateboarding. And they're going to be scared when we start doing some skeet shooting. Oh, they're going to be scared there. They don't want us to get... I bet just some brothers and sisters that they really have in the wrong. But they'll never admit it. Never. I always say things have not been the same since Mandingo went up in the big house. That changed everything. And they still think about that subconsciously. So that, with the pressures of that, pressures of being the greatest in your area of expertise in the Olympics, you can go over there and represent and everybody love you. You come home and you get treated like a second-class citizen. And you can see the face of America is changing. You can look just at the latest gymnastic team. A couple black, Asian. Okay? And they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. Because if you go to these little small around the country, there's a multitude of nationalities in there. And our little girl's jumping off the floor real high. What do you do?
What do you see happening
right.
Real small? Hello?
Go ahead, gentlemen.
I just stepped in from the house. I don't know if I'm still on mute or not. What do you think happening with Simone? You think she's just going to fade away? You think she might come back? You're not a mind reader, I know. But how do you think things might turn out for her?
For Sha'Carri?
No, Simone.
Well, you know, if it's the mental thing, I just hope she gets herself together where she can
mm-hmm.
perform, where she's comfortable with herself. And I've never been on an unparalleled bar. I've never been on that horse. We we jump off and we flip the balance beam.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember a couple of years ago, it was a young lady, I forgot what country, might have been Russia, somewhere that's pretty good with gymnastics, was on the balance beam and slipped and could have easily broken her neck.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So they say it's a point in a gymnast's career where their balance is off, you can't find your way in the air, you know, and then you get defensive. But they you know, if it happened to Mary Lou Redden, oh, my God, she's going through the process. But now it's happened to Simone Biles. Oh, she quit. You hear all kind of things associated.
Oh, yeah, kind of crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just hope she doesn't lose her spirit behind all this, you know, and, you know, fulfills her fullest potential like she's been doing already. I think it's just the unfairness of all she's been going through and who knows whatever else she's been going through. Just after a while, it takes a toll. I hope she has a strong spiritual foundation. If not, it's a good time for steps to develop a strong spiritual foundation. So you never know what God allows us to go through. Mm-hmm. You never know what God
And think about this, Eric. Eric, think about this. Not only spiritual foundation that we find out is the best, better than any foundation a house could ever build. That's what keeps us going.
Yeah.
But the fact that
exactly.
when she was a little girl and they said that she couldn't, can you imagine the hours in the gym that she would work? And I know how we are. We're going to get it. If I can't do that 1.5 twist gainer the right the first time, I'm going to keep trying until I get it. So, again, you're defying gravity. So we don't know if the head, you know, what's going on in their brain. Are they getting their equilibrium issues associated with being a gymnast? It's possible. I don't know. But this gives us a good opportunity to find out because they're practicing with their children. Do you think we started them too early? Think about all the little classes, and they see one. That's just like the little girl that could swim. She's taking swim classes, and she's out swimming the whole class. And now Decker or whatever her name is, now she's in the Olympics. So, again, you don't see us in the water as much because most of the time the parents can't swim themselves.
Right, right, right.
So they're not going to send the kids. But we work hard at everything that we do, and then they just might have reached that point, that break point where they've worked so hard that, you know, it may have affected them, you know, from a long-term perspective, which is something, you know, that we need to, there's so many factors, something that we need to consider.
But I think it's so important that we develop our own institutions so that, again, we can protect ourselves from all the silliness that we're exposed to, you know, and so that we can develop our full God-given talents and abilities and take it from there, you know.
Let me flip the coin, guys, give you something to think about. Now, they know in our community, you got to have a mother and father. We know that. That's biology 101. Do you think they're trying to break the spirit of our sister? Do you think it's more of a psychological thing than just worried about the Olympics?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it's to break the spirit and to break the will and make you as accommodating as possible if you're going to participate in whatever they have going, you know. And you have to really accommodate and appease other people all the time just to get by, you know. I think that's going to break a spirit for a person, you know. So I think it all goes together. And when you don't have your own, when you don't run your own, you open yourself up to those kinds of things, you know, of getting your spirit broken.
Right.
Because, you know, when you see somebody who looks like you and is from the community doing well, that can inspire you to do better. And that means
absolutely.
That can uplift your spirit. That can uplift your spirit right there, just watching them do it. Like Zalia Avant-Garde, that probably uplifted a lot of young people's spirit to check out spelling as a possibility, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then even when you look at her winning the spelling bee, look at the hours she had to put in. And look, being able to concentrate to dribble three basketball. Heck, some people can't dribble
phenomenal.
One. So, again, she has both left and right brain working. The artistic end of being able to put those words together and spelling.
Yeah.
Her name,
yeah.
I mean, that's the first thing. When she started spelling her name, you should have known she was going to be gifted anyway. But the compounds gave a lap, built the championship.
Mm-hmm.
And then her leisure time, I'm sure she may have been homeschooled.
Yes,
but
she
found a way to dribble, and her outlet was basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever her time comes, they're going to get a great athlete with one with the fortitude.
Mm-hmm.
Having the amplitude, it's going to be all kind of two, along with the attitude to make a difference in this world. In this world.
Exactly.
I have but that's how things are. And they're upset that she won. You know, they were upset with Akilah the Bee, and it was fictional.
Mm-hmm.
But now she brought it to fruition. Now, what do we do? Now we got to make up some new words. You know, we had them with supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and then they start spelling it. So what else can we do? I'm telling you, we have made so many advances in this country. And you know what? My hat goes off to all the women in our lives. My dad was out there working, and even when there wasn't a dad to work.
Right.
Our mom kind of kept things together for families. Worked, took care of one family, came home and took care of her own family. You know, not to say I love all our sisters today, but how many are willing to do that? Like Muddy and Big Mom had six kids in both houses.
Yeah, I think, you know, an exceptional black person is a threat to white racism, or even just a functional black person is a threat. You know, they want to keep you at your weakest and your lowest spirit as possible, you know. So you have individuals not only being functional but exceptional, that's a threat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be aware of that and prepare accordingly.
Right.
No telling what else we're going to be seeing come down the pike in terms of our children excelling, and we have to be able to protect our children too, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. As we say, they are our future. And now these kids are equipped with so much more than we could even imagine. You know, with this age of technology, one thing I want to tell each of you, if you have a kid or even yourself on the computer, they're supposed to help and save your eyes. Because a lot of people are wearing glasses. The eyeglass industry has blossomed, because people spend a lot of time when they need to be able to refocus on another area just to get their eyes a little rest. And we get our tasks done, but what is it doing, you know, to our sight? So a lot can be said for that, but we just take care of yourself. You don't. We only get one shot at this thing called life. Kind of sound like Prince.
Oh, yeah.
We only get one shot at it. And let's take advantage of everything that we have and make the most of it. And hear this. I'll say this often, but I'm going to say it now because I'm feeling it. You can't take nothing to the grave with you.
Right.
Make sure somebody else can do what you do. And especially, I'm just speaking, if you're a little, you got somebody that's young. And, you know, think about Patty Hearst. Patty Hearst didn't care about the people. But her daddy made sure she in line hit it.
Yeah. And and she had a parachute, too. You know, she had a million-dollar parachute, too. You know, whenever she decided to change her mind one way or another, they had a way to protect her, you know, the family, because they had all that money. So she just went on back to her behind-the-scenes lifestyle after she got out front like that, you know.
Yeah. Well, after being kidnapped and surviving, I think you can. Look, you can get stuff done. But that's the idea for how many people, and even when you look at that, how many people have been kidnapped and survived?
Right.
So it was a political move that the people were doing with the Hearst papers. And now even the Hearst papers, you don't see that many. Main, everybody's doing electronic papers now.
Right.
You know, how often do you see your local newspapers tossed in your yard? You don't see it as much as you. That was the mainstream, but now with computers and information is able to travel much faster than it has in the past. But again, it's just just so much going on, and we, you know, we're part of this process. If your kids, your nieces, nephews, neighbors' kids, you know, we need to give them that little diamond of information. Motivate them to do things. Because that's what we're going to take.
Exactly. And that's the importance of having black media so you can see supportive information of Simone Biles or some other black athletes who may be catching the nonsensical blues from, you know, from white media or mainstream media, how you want to say it. I'll say white media, you know, because from the black media you can get a more well-rounded, compassionate perspective on what a black athlete, in this case, is going through. You know?
Right. And it's just not them. Think about the ones that came before them. I think about some of the Olympic athletes that are here in Dallas going through the Olympic athletes that have come through and some of the ups and downs. And I still, this is my most go-to story, which breaks my heart every time I even say the story. You can go to college and get a degree, but you can't read. What is that about? You promised the mama that her son will get, your son will get an education, will get a degree. But what do you, what did you do to help him get the degree other than give him the paper? The poor man got to sneak into elementary school to learn how to read.
You're going to get an education of how to be misused. You know, that's the education you get, how to be misused. That awakening right there, you know.
Well, the system failed him. All they wanted him to do was tackle quarterbacks on Saturday. And you know
about,
what? We chuckled
a little
bit
about
Dexter
Manley, right?
Yeah, Dexter Manley, correct. Got some kids, you know, if they don't act right, it's kind of like Undercover Brother. What are they going to put on him to distract him?
Right.
And then he gets distracted, and, you know, and then he's off course. And that's what they're trying to do. Every brother don't get that experience, but there are a lot that do. You go to Stanford. Go to University of Texas. You go to LSU. They're going to pump your head with the wrong Kool-Aid.
Right.
Anything, and if you, look, if you're not as obedient as they would like, then that same happiness is going to be your terror for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we've been jumping through these hoops a long time. A long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame that 2021, we're starting to see it all over again. Because in some circles, I can just see imagining what I'm hearing about these sisters. Naomi got it when she withdrew from the tournament. Didn't do well.
Oh, yeah, she's really going through it. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, she's really going through it. Naomi, you know. Wow.
Yeah. And we're very much aware
of what's happening.
Say it again.
What do you think is happening now that may not have been happening, say, like a decade or two ago when, you know, black women athletes were going through some things? Is it just the social media? Is that the main difference? Or is there some different pressures now that some black female athletes are going through that a couple of decades ago, black female athletes weren't going through. I'm not sure what's happening.
Right. I'm sure that's a very good question. I'm sure that they're going through the same things that other black, female black athletes have gone through in history.
Mm-hmm.
It's just now,
right,
with the invent of the internet, these stories move around quickly. And you know, the sisters have been our backbone forever. You know, how can you say they've just basically been the backbone for the community, keeping us together. You know, there have been some great men out there, some great men that have put the apron on to take care of their kids as well. But the longevity been through our sisters are taking care of us, showing us that everything is not always hard. You take a softer approach to life, you know, on certain things. I think we all need that balance. But this is what they're going in. Some of them are getting sick and tired. I think about the young lady that's on our local news here. Her name is Tashara Parker. Yes, sir. I get up and watch her every morning. Now, her, I won't say the other lady's name, but she was the reason I started watching the news early in the morning so I know which way to follow the highway. I'll put it like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But their concern was about her hairstyles. And now that's picked up pretty much on the national scene. Our sisters really expressing themselves through their crown. And as you mentioned, with the girl in the pool, they're not respecting her crown because she's the queen. See, they don't understand that they'll never give her the royalty that she deserves. So how do we do it? Do we fight? We must fight to get some changes. But again, it's unfortunate that she tried to do this and they still had the upper hand. Why don't we address this? Let this be a learning moment that now we can go to the Olympic Committee and say, this is what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a time when Flo Jo and Wilma Rudolph and them had the little baggy shorts and running. Now is aerodynamically enhanced with the little tights they wear.
Mm-hmm.
That can change. Other things could change as well. But we need to be on the forefront. Because I'm trying to think, when you look at the Olympic rings, half of those kids don't even know what the Olympic rings are. A lot of us don't know. You know, each ring, the five rings represent different continents, if you didn't know that. Okay, and let me try to find an image, and I'll try to, all right, yeah, blue, yellow, black, green, and red. And that's something that we need to all know when we go. You got one for North America, South America, or the Americas, as they like to call it. For the Far East, for Africa. Those are things that we need to know. Why? We have no clue what they are. And that's what we should be teaching the kids. You know, when you look at blue, they say that's Europe. Yellow is Asia. Black is Africa. Green is Australia, and the red is the Americas.
Okay.
We have no idea. We just look at it. And when you look at the Americas, that's North and South America, Europe, you know, they try to get every continent. And, of course, you know, we don't get Antarctica because they don't show up at the Olympics. Maybe the Winter Olympics, but that's what it represents. This could be a teaching moment for all of us with these kids, understanding, because I'm sure some people who are competing in the Olympics may not even know what they are. That's what we do. Again, it's all about who gets the most medals. We don't care what you had to do to get there. But even when you've gotten there, you know, what kind of stain did it leave on your brain going overseas, doing this in a COVID? You know, a lot of kids probably can't even focus because they're afraid of catching COVID. So we have to take those into consideration. Well, what's going on with these young ladies and their pressure limits? They always say pressure busts a pipe. Well, they may, maybe their pipe has been burnt. Go ahead.
Have you had a chance to talk to any women or young ladies about with the three athletes maybe going through?
Yeah, I've talked to a few. Look, I have an expert. She just talked about how hard they work for their craft because nothing is given to them easily.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you look at Biles when she was in this gymnastic thing. She probably outshined everybody, but I'm sure she lost a few beats because they just couldn't get it together to vote for her.
Right.
Give her low marks. Tashar, they might say she stepped out of the lane. She got a false start. You know, they might have her, you never know, you might have her blocks a little bit more sensitive where she put a little pressure on it, might give her a false start. Who knows?
Right.
Back in the day, you used to bring your own block. They'll have them at certain things, but the Bayerns used to be off a little bit. I used to bring my own block.
Okay.
And put them down.
Right.
And we didn't have all this technology then.
How's FAMU's track program coming along? Do you know of him?
FAMU, they're getting better. You didn't know we're in the SWAC. So we got to bring the A games. You know, traditionally we've done extremely well in track as well as cross country.
Right.
A few years ago when I was in school, there was the ladies had one of the best mile relays ever.
Wow.
And guess what? There's a person that you see on TV every week during the football season. She was part of that team.
Right.
And we're talking about Pam Oliver.
Were you there at the same time? Y'all there at the same time?
Yes, sir. She had some nicknames that, you know, that was a little harsh. But I knew she was from the panhandle, like Mariana, Niceville, up there that way.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and we were all family. It was some good. It was Pam Porter, who is a Delta. And Cheryl would love this. She pledged Beta Alpha, Delta Sigma Theta.
Right.
And we were all, you know, Nate Newton, all of us, we was all in the same cafeteria at a black school. We didn't have, at that time, we didn't have our own separate training people. Everybody together. And the guys go to practice at 4, probably 3:30 or 4, and be out by 5:30 because the cafeteria closed at 6. So everybody, the whole population was in there. And
were you there when Nate Newton was there? Were you there when Nate Newton was there?
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
A gentle giant, and you know we stayed in the next dormitory from him.
Yeah.
But even now we get together, we converse, you know, from time to time out here. So you know, those days before they even had what they've gotten, you know, everybody was cool. Everybody, you know, down by, but say naughty by nature, how they keep together, even in the mess. But we had a good time. We had a great time. You know, when you look at Angela Robinson, if you ever look at the haves and have-nots.
Okay.
We were there before she got that role. And we all talk. You can mention the name and they'll say, oh, yeah. I know Wiggum. But that's how we were. And I'm sure at Central State, same thing. Wilberforce, same thing. Prairie View, Grambling. Because if we could see the future, Don't you think some of us will be in the future and won't try to prepare for it today?
Mm-hmm.
So we all had the humbling beginnings to make things happen.
Yeah, well, I hope, Sam, you continue to grow and develop and come in, like North Carolina A&T. I understand that North Carolina A&T represented us in the Olympics this year.
Yeah.
So,
and that's good, but I'm going to say it like this. By time, all I can say about 7 years ago in Tokyo, there was a young man named Robert Hayes. If you're a Cowboy fan, you know him, Bob Hayes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Bob as well. Yeah.
They call him Bullet Bob. But what people don't know, his nickname in FAMU was the Crow. They say he was so floored. Have you seen a crow fly? How he fly with such ease?
I've seen him fly, yeah. Uh-huh.
They say he used to run with such ease.
Wow.
And his football coach, the legendary Jake Gaither, told him, you can go run for the Olympics, but when you come back, you got to compete for your job on the football team.
All right.
Isn't that something? We kept it real.
No,
but what he was trying to do, and most coaches, what he's trying to do is keep you hungry.
Because
if you're not hungry in a professional sport, you won't make it.
Right.
And I wrote an article on the swag page a little bit and talked about how when you talk about zone defense, prevent defense, create that. Running past everybody. Now everybody back 20 yards.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But those are the things that people, you know, back in the day, you didn't have the resources. You found about them when they hit the big stage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what some of the HBCUs, you know, you're on a small stage, but then you get the opportunity to get out there and shine. Because, you know, we talk about family, and we're so proud. Kimberly Godwin Manning over ABC News. She's a Rattler.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know who? She is the boss to Michael Strahan, Chris Stephanopoulos, Robin Roberts. Okay? She's running that. Of course, the parent company is Disney. They own ABC, ESPN, all the whole nine yards. So you got that going on. But when you know people and they come in and they're running things, I mean, you just look at it. I'm sure every HBCU has somebody that's doing something big out there. But we don't tell our story. Tell the story. Inspire kids. Whether they go to the PWI or not, knowing that somebody that looks like them is running the show. That's what we need to promote. Because they're getting to the point where they're not comfortable with us running ABC News. They're getting comfortable where Maria Taylor could leave on top of one station and get paid more with another network. Mike Tirico, he left ESPN so that he could do this for NBC. He the lead anchor. See, we've been good a long time. We just wanted the opportunity to show our talents. And like we mentioned earlier, Eric, it's just people who, before the world found out who they were just plain old folks.
Mm-hmm.
Just like us. Like the other people say, the grits get cold just like my grits got cold. So those are times that we really look forward to. And I know Harold.
Man, we had attorney Willie Gary had a major broadcasting network, remember?
Oh, absolutely. How about Bob Johnson at BET?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And Bob, they say some of them say he sold out. He got a lot of money when Viacom bought BET. And you know who else Viacom owns? CBS.
CBS, okay.
Yeah. So that's why you get to see the Trumpet Awards on BET and the Black Music Awards on CBS. You know, folks ain't know what to do when they saw the Black Music Awards on CBS. They were calling their cable provider. Y'all channel switched up.
Yeah.
So those
are there any black-owned radio stations in Dallas area? Do y'all have any black-owned radio stations?
Well, they're black formatted, but we don't have per se. Cheryl will be able to speak more about being black-owned. They're black formatted, but I think one of the most disappointing times that I've had here in Dallas when they had a black talk radio show, and right after President Obama got in. They created the demise of that, and which was very unfortunate, very informative. If Miss Susie needed to get to the ballot box, call Bethel Church, and they'll come by and get her and take her to the poll. See, that's how that works. And we were able to do things, and even when we still were in studio, a lot of people come and say, man, I can't believe y'all still have a black formatted radio show.
Mm-hmm.
They say, I didn't realize truly important. Do you realize how or what you recognize how they were destroying the black radio? Then all of a sudden, with Rush Limbaugh and that group, they took over with conservative radio.
Right.
They took the black station and gave it to the Koreans, and now the Koreans don't have it. If you go to the end of the dial, they just doing anything just to shut it down because radio is power.
Right. Right.
And I had a friend, that lived in Alabama, went to visit her and her family. And the radio, they were playing the radio. And then also I laughed because they also had a police scanner on. And when they made a call, they knew what house they were going to. And, you know, I said a few things, but I just kind of laughed about it. You know, how connected they were in that fashion. But again, the medium for us have always been radio, newspaper, black press, and now they're trying to squeeze it in. Again, we are back. We've had ways of communicating through blog talk and other mediums. So we still on it. We just got to buy in and get everybody involved in order to make this thing even work better.
Right. Right.
Because, you know, again,
that's right.
There's, you know, God bless his soul, even if we didn't like him much, Rush Limbaugh is not here anymore to jam the waves, but they still have people out there jamming them. And then we still try to do something. NPR, it's just a lot. A lot out there, you know, for your liking.
Right.
But that's something that we need to continue to work on, and that's why it's so important that we spread the word, Eric, that we can just sit down and talk, because sometimes that's what's been killing our neighborhoods around the country. We just don't have enough dialogue.
Right.
There's a time you knew what was going on in the 3900 block of your neighborhood, as well as the 4200 block. And you lived in the 39. Sure. The word passed through. We got it. But now we can't even tell you what's going on in our own houses.
Mm-hmm.
Which
that's
is just, you know,
that's
shameful.
That's true.
You know, absolutely impossible to get information to the mainstream, but the easiest way, we've always had the word of mouth. But we don't do that as much.
Mm-hmm.
And now with the COVID,
and, you know,
on the rise again, so when you thought Zoom calls were over, I got a feeling that we're gonna get close to shutting down again.
Yeah.
And what went on in Washington, you know, the insurrection, come on, they're trying to make a turn backwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of this thing is gonna end. It's just so many twists and turns to it. And you know, people would have to really take care of their health first and foremost, and, you know, the distancing, the mask, and all those sorts of things, you know. But, you know, there is a thing going to end. Like I said, I thought it was basically over with, but it doesn't look like it at all. And
it makes you wonder, you know, you're in healthcare, it makes you wonder what is going on. You know, you really do.
Right.
You think about it. However, mm-hmm. here's the thing. You know, if you want to have a dying society, then you attack what's young right now. And
mm-hmm.
so it's children. We have not looked at that. How can you send the kids to school when you don't know how it's going to affect them? You couldn't tell me not to put a mask on my child, a young child.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh no, you're restricting their freedom. Okay. If freedom
mm-hmm.
being restricted, some of them will be 18.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them will be 12.
Right.
And now you want to sue the government over something. See, we
right.
just have too many irons in the fire. And everybody can't drink Kool-Aid. That's what it is. They're drinking
yeah.
the Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if a parent
mm-hmm.
is not willing to take their kids out of harm's way, then they don't deserve to be a parent.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you can't handle it,
yeah.
send it to somebody in your family that can handle it. But
mm-hmm.
it's not fair to the child. First grade,
yeah.
and you know they love to touch. They're going to be tough. They're not going to be able to wear the mask as much, but it's a culture that
mm-hmm.
you got to change.
And
you
mentioned
make her use a mask.
Right.
Make her put a mask on.
Mhm. Mhm.
But those are the things that they're looking at. And then
and
the kids, then they take it home. That's crazy.
Exactly. Exactly. And you're talking about how they're coming after the children, you know. It's amazing what they're exposing, the mass media is exposing our children to nowadays in terms of a lot of, you know, this little Nas X character and all this kind of craziness he's doing. And are you familiar with this little Nas X?
No, not familiar.
Okay. He's ex-Christian. I guess he's confessed to be a Christian now, but he's done a lot of, I guess, the whole transgender and homosexuality, pornography type of music that a lot of children have been exposed to, because in the earlier years, he geared his programming or his shows towards children. And now he's doing twerking in jail. They had this set up situation where, you know, he went to jail and they have him and some other black man act like they're in jail twerking. And a lot of children follow him because he used to do children's programming. And then another video they had a couple months ago, he was twerking with the devil, you know. And, again, his prior programming was children's programming. And now he's transitioned to all this perverted, you know, sexualized stuff, whether it's transgender or homosexuality, what it may be.
Right.
A lot of children are following him because they're used to seeing him in a children's format. And,
right, and the popularity of was that sometime rodeo or whatever with Billy Ray?
Yeah, that's thing. Yes.
Right, and
exactly.
Look, let me add this: in the last BET Awards, you know, he up there kissing the guy.
Yeah, right.
On
stage. There you go, right.
So
exactly.
You never know who's watching, and you know I'm sensitive to everybody's needs, but you can't force
mm-hmm.
it on. Let's have a place where, you know, I might get some opposition on this one, a place where we respect everybody's thoughts, a place where, you know, again, exposure. If you want to love a horse,
mm-hmm.
love a horse. But let that be your privacy, your take on things. Some kids are very
mm-hmm.
vulnerable, and just as
mm-hmm.
much as they can see them loving whoever, what if somebody loved the wrong thing? Creating
mm-hmm.
bombs, creating disruptive
yeah.
measures in this country, but yet still they see
yeah.
that, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Great.
You know, and a lot of times they're not going after you and my generation; they're going after the younger
oh, no.
generation. Yeah, they know you and I, generation, have our minds set on things. We got our values settled in on, but they're going to, for the younger generations, to put all this craziness out there, you know. So, yeah,
well, they know they can reach them. They know they can reach them through Medium, TikTok, whatever the case may be, because everybody has bought their kids telephones. Well, I don't want my baby not to be communicated with. I understand. But think about it. Let's go back. And I know we're sounding like our folks used to sound. All you had to say, you was going to this house. You didn't say what time, but you were only responsible with going by there. If Ms. Lindsay say she saw you, that was it. If you didn't stay for 5 minutes, you come by there?
Right.
Yes, ma'am. Came by about 3 o'clock. Okay.
Right.
2 o'clock. Could have been your first stop. But that's how close we were. And now we still spread it out. You know, half of us don't speak to our neighbors. And some of the kind of integrated neighborhoods, they looking to trying to see why you got that car out there or why you got your airplane parked in the front of the house. You know, and they talking, they whispering. I think the greatest invention ever, and it's going back to the Jetson days, these Ring doorbells.
Oh, yeah.
You can see everything come up to your door. You can speak to them. They think you're in there and say, well, I'm in the shower now.
Right.
Things of that nature, but everybody's taking advantage. And Nas, you know, I just wish he would use better judgment when it comes to our kids. That's all. That's all I can say. And that's very general, very blanket, so to speak. Because kids want to emulate you. You're a star.
Yeah. And the stuff they're going to be emulating, looking at him, man, it's going to be...
Yeah. It's almost like going in a fire with gasoline underwear.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot.
Yeah.
But again, if that's your choice, let it be your choice. Okay? I wanted to be a scientist in space. Okay, I didn't make it. However, that was my choice not to be. And then, you know, I had influence. I lived in the right place, even did a time in Atlanta, you know, working with some folks there. Okay, but, you know, it just wasn't my thing at the time, even though I got the exposure. And that's why we got to let these kids be able to grow in such a way, and then we support their thoughts and give them every opportunity to succeed in what they want to do. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, we were talking about the Olympics. We have to have some academic Olympics that we set up for our children too, you know, so they can get involved in the sciences and agriculture and all those types of things, you know.
Right. And, you know, ag is picking up again.
Purpose. What's picking up again?
Agricultural. It's picking up again.
Okay,
you have
great.
Prairie View. You know, the A&M colleges, most of our black schools were land-grant schools with Prairie View, Grambling, Southern, FAMU, Tuskegee. They got federal dollars to do agriculture.
Okay.
And now they're paying these kids a lot of money. I wish they would go and do more agriculture. USDA, all of that. Kids are making an unbelievable amount of money. If we could steer more, they'll probably try to block it if we all start moving towards it. But speaking of things, you know, we always talk about FAMU. I want to say good morning to the new alumni of Florida A&M University. And believe it or not, FAMU will not be left out because they cleared the debt for that 2020 class.
All right. Oh, wow.
Cleared the debt. Can you imagine? I just hope they can do it in 2021. I hope they can do it. I hope they can do it again.
You got to be consistent.
Yeah. Look, and in my own selfish ways, stay consistent through the next 10 years or so. Just don't stop
fishing.
Yeah, don't hold back. You know, don't hold back now. Y'all keep going.
The joy with COVID change, and now, you know, it's a lot of pressure. These kids had to go into learning for the first time via Zoom and everything, and it was an adventure for some of these old tenured professors to now be on a camera with no interaction.
Right.
And the interaction was the key of going to class. You know, of course you had your other interests. If it was somebody you had your eye on, or you just wanted to go and just be around the people in class, that was fine. But now some of these teachers, they shouldn't be about one or two still left from when I was there, but some of our classmates are now the instructors at these particular universities. So it's been a new adjustment for everybody. Thank you, JMU. Thank you. I need to get an update on Morehouse a couple of years. You know, they charged the brother up and said how he gets so much money to get all these kids out of debt. They started investigating.
Money into investment. He was into finances. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, you can't have somebody doing a lot of positive things like that and not mess with them. Pick with them somehow, you know. You just can't have that go out of state.
Yeah, but then again, you look at Liberty University. Let's go to them. And some of their outcry from their alum when their president make all kind of statements at Christian College now. And probably more mess going on at Christian colleges than that of regular colleges, public colleges.
Right.
Not to say it's bad, but I'm just saying don't dismiss the mischief at your school and then you promote or talk about what's going on at other schools. Because kids going to be kids. And I've been to a couple of our Christian-based colleges, and a lot of the thoughts and ideas of those students are not very Christian-like. You know, let's be realistic about it. Be realistic about it. But, you know, it's just something that this era is, you know, we've never seen it before. Who knows what the future will hold. Our parents, those who still have them, you know, they're probably saying, wow, you know, who would have thought, even in the 60s when they would kick flower high, that the Jetsons would be the way of looking. You got your Ring doorbell. You can see what's on the other side. Now people flying. Mm-hmm. It's just not a little spaceship, the spacely rockets. They going up, Virgin Records, going up in the atmosphere for a minute. Now, all that money you spend for 20 minutes, if that long, can you imagine the homeless shelter?
That was it. Right.
If that, yeah. Yeah, getting there probably was longer than he was staying up there.
Staying up there,
yeah.
Oh man, how about that? He might as well.
But you know, that's what they want to do in space.
Yeah, just go ahead and take a plane ride. You know,
get as close as you can. Fired the rockets. They got out the atmosphere for a moment, and then the reentry. They always talk about how tough that is, the reentry. But they had all the technology. But again, that money that you spent for your 10 minutes of fame and 10 minutes of going out of space.
Thrill seeking. Yeah, thrill seeking.
Look how many people you could have fed. Look how many homeless shelters you could have built. Not only in your major cities, but in some of your smaller towns. Okay.
And and going back to our black lady scientists, with the Hidden Figures, they helped the spaceships to land back into orbit during the Apollo space program. Those are black lady scientists who did the mathematics to figure out how to get back out of orbit to land back into the Earth.
Right. And you know, Eric, you know what upsets me about that movie?
Mm-hmm.
You had some brave women during the times of that era. And John Glenn, I was a little upset before he died. He's been around a while, and they never mentioned the women that were a part of their orbit. or a part of them leaving the atmosphere.
Right.
How many untold stories are out there in the world about our contribution?
Right.
I'm sure millions.
Right.
Instead of giving credit. Instead, so I'm sure he had to give some type of approval for his role, because I think he died a year. Usually they film 2 years before it's released.
Okay. Right.
Okay. So he was alive when they were filming. You know, and how and why he didn't give them the pub that they needed. You know, and we understand we've been out there working, trying to, you know, trying to make a difference in this world.
Right.
And you don't want to give credit. But Eric, thank you so much. Go ahead,
God
go ahead.
You all.
We've got to wrap it up.
I think one of the ladies, I think one of the lady scientists just passed, one of them just passed away this past year in 20 or 21, one of the two, one of those years.
Right, right.
In 20, 21, 22.
Right, the mathematician, the one, the role that that Taraji played.
Okay.
But again, you know, they're brilliant minds. You know, they're still trying to figure out how the pyramid is still standing.
Exactly.
And I don't care what you say, Egypt is on Africa.
Oh, shit.
They don't want to claim
it's
it.
Like, it's
yeah,
like
so,
Dallas is a part of Texas, Northeast Texas. That's Dallas, you know.
yeah, it's for work. We're our own entity. Man, thank you so much for being a part as we wind things down. We'll see you next week. Spread the word. We need to have more dialogue. I think if we have more dialogue, it makes life a little easier for all of us to understand and be able to treat it. Harold, we thank you as well. I know you've been riding shotgun. You're always busy. Cheryl, much love to you. Get your rest. We'll be back next week. And I always want to go out on my favorite song in the whole wide world.